ABC Northern Tasmania with Pia Wursu.
You've been hearing some great stories of volunteers and volunteering this week on Breakfast with Fred Hooper. And we know Tasmanians punch above their weight when it comes to volunteering. But volunteers need support, management, leadership, which is perhaps something that's talked about a little bit less, which is surprising because I think a lot of you will have an experience of the difference between working for a good leader versus a bad one. And actually, the data bears that out as well. Over 70% of the paid workforce report leaving a job because of bad leadership. Volunteering, we know, saves Tasmania a significant amount economically, not to mention the social benefits that come with volunteering. So do we need to be looking more at how the volunteer workforce is managed so that our volunteers keep turning up? A report released by the University of Tasmania Volunteer Leadership Research Group and Volunteering Tasmania takes a look at just this. Dr. Toby Newstead is co-author of the report from UTAS. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. What exactly were you hoping to find out through this report?
Well, we know, I think it's a pretty intuitive assumption that leading within the volunteer sector is different to leading within the paid sector, yet we pay pretty much zero attention to that within most of the research that takes place in the leadership and management space. And so really what we wanted to find out was what is different and how does leadership and management look differently in the volunteering sector? Because as we know from the paid sector, it is essential that people experience good management and leadership in order to keep turning up.
And I think anyone who's had an experience of a good or bad leader would agree with that. So what is unique about managing a volunteer workforce rather than a paid workforce?
I would say that there are multiple nuances that would be unique to the volunteer sector, but the most obvious one is that you're missing that traditional lever of remuneration. So people are not showing up for a paycheck. They're showing up for a number of different reasons, and it's important that we can understand what those reasons are and satisfy those reasons so that they continue to show up and continue to be satisfied with their experiences of volunteering.
And does that mean that people who are leading and managing in the volunteering space actually need to adopt maybe a different management style than they might in a paid workforce position?
I would say that they probably do. Now, the people that we spoke to inform this report, I have to be very upfront in saying that they're probably some of the better leaders and managers that I've spoken to. And I think that what we see in people that tend towards these roles within the volunteering sector probably tend to have a very pronounced people orientation, so very oriented towards relationships and caring for people and very individualized considerations for the people that they're leading and managing. So I think that those things count a lot in the volunteering sector because, again, people aren't showing up for a paycheck. Mm-hmm. They're showing up to satisfy a number of these different motivations. So, yes, I think that we do need to see different leadership and management within the volunteering sector. And I think we already do, to a large extent, see different forms of leadership and management. What our report found was that there's sort of a lack of support for the type of leadership and management that needs to take place in the sector.
Well, let's dive into that. And if you've just tuned in at 25 past four, you're hearing from Dr. Toby Newstead, who was the co-author of this report that we're diving down into. What are the opportunities to better support people who support the volunteers? Or I guess another way of putting it is, what are the gaps at the moment?
Mm-hmm. I think that something that is quite fundamental to understand is that just because volunteer labor is unpaid doesn't mean that it's free. And a lot of people that I've spoken to in the sector say, you know, this sort of assumption that they're only managing volunteers and volunteers aren't getting paid, so therefore the resources that go into leading and managing them are greatly reduced to what we might see in a paid context. So within a paid context, you wouldn't be expected to directly line manage more than a handful of individuals. Within a volunteering context, we're seeing, you know, individual coordinators line managing many, many, many more volunteers than you would see someone line managing in a paid context. Now, those volunteers might not be volunteering in a full-time capacity. You know, they might only be doing a day a week or an afternoon a month, or it might be completely episodic, but they're still an individual that needs to be recruited, trained, relationships need to be built, trust needs to be cultivated, And that takes the same amount of time, no matter how frequently they're showing up at the full-time position or not. So I think that assumption that because it's unpaid means that the labor is free, which really isn't the case.
So it sounds like resourcing is one of the key challenges here. What sort of professional development is available for volunteer coordinators?
Volunteering Tasmania offers a range of supports and training opportunities for the volunteering sector. They do a really good job of that and work really closely with most volunteering organizations across Tasmania. So definitely hats off to them. From my perspective, sort of coming at this from research, I said earlier that we don't pay hardly any heed to leading and managing in the volunteering sector within sort of mainstream approaches to leadership and management research. And that cascades into a lack of research in terms of how best to develop managers and leaders in the volunteering sector. So that, I would say, needs to fall out of this report, that we continue to try to understand exactly how best to upskill leaders and managers, and as you say, to make sure they're properly resourced.
Mm. And just before I let you go, I was interested to see that the report states that the 2019 State of Volunteering report highlights a decrease in volunteer satisfaction. Did you uncover what's driving this, and is this related to that lack of resourcing for people who are managing volunteers and coordinating volunteers?
I don't think that we have yet the data to state that explicitly. But we do know from mainstream, and so research in the paid sector, we know that there's a very close relationship between experiences of leadership and management and employee satisfaction. So we're making leaps that we don't have data to support explicitly if we say that, but we know that by enhancing and bettering the relationship between leaders and managers and their volunteers, and bettering management processes and HR capabilities, we know that we have a very good chance of increasing satisfaction.